Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The AIPAC connected propaganda arm of Israel that seeks to get American and Israeli and, well, Zionist global leaders go around censoring anyone that doesn't agree with them. And CENTCOM helps them out. They've been censoring WhatReallyHappened.com, PrisonPlanet.com, namely those sites and many others. But it's not working, like Mike was saying. Finishing up with that, Mike Rivero, and then we're going to let you go because I know you're busy. It's early out in Hawaii right now. Now I want to talk about, yeah, you said you're worried they're going to go after Ron Paul. I wanted to get your take on the Daniel Estulin info.
It's not surprising, but I'm glad he got it out there because it's going to give people an opportunity to think what their reaction might be if something were to happen to Ron Paul. And, you know, obviously, you know, I wish him good continued health, so forth and so on. And it's a very troubling idea that the political establishment might remove him. But then if he, again, going back to that horrible period of the 1960s when we saw John Kennedy get assassinated, Robert Kennedy got assassinated, Martin Luther King got assassinated, George Wallace was almost assassinated and wound up in a wheelchair. There was an attempt to assassinate Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick, and you begin to realize that we have this incredible lawlessness at the upper levels of our government. So we can't discount the possibility that Ron Paul, being such a serious threat to the pro-war clique, that somebody might try and arrange for something to happen to him. I mean, you know, look at all the airplane accidents we were seeing happen just in the 1990s, just 10 years ago. You know, John Kennedy Jr., for example.
Oh,
and these things happen.
Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. It just went on.
Yeah, Ron Brown, that whole thing. If something were to happen to Ron Paul, it might actually be the flashpoint where the American people just say, enough is enough. We know the government is lying to us to trick us out of our money and our freedoms, and they're killing the candidates that we're trying to put in power. And just so that they can keep it all for themselves. And I think at that point, you might see the American public lose all trust and faith in the government. And once that happens, you know, you're on to the inevitability of a major social upset.
Well, some are saying the establishment may kill Paul because they're debating it right now to cause some type of violent rebellion. And I just want to caution both the establishment and the population. I think it's going to be bigger than the establishment thinks. And I want to tell the population, try to peacefully, in the info war, get even more aggressive. I really think violence is the last thing we need right now. And Ron Paul said it. He's 72 years old. He knows what he's doing. He's said on the show. He knows he's in danger. And I think the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I don't want it to happen. But I think if they strike him down, and then we just kind of give it a few weeks, you know, kind of like in Force 10 from Navarone where they blow up the dam, Mike, and it doesn't fall at once. I mean, you see the analogy I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think the damage would definitely be there and would be spreading. And again, I don't like the idea of violence. It's rough on the landscaping and bad for tourism. But I keep thinking back to a saying that both Robert and John Kennedy used to say all the time, which is when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. And, you know, we're seeing a government that is openly violent with our people. I mean, the police are treating Americans the way the Army treats Iraqis. A lady at the Florida Best Buy got tasered because Best Buy made a mistake with her credit card.
Mike, I know you got to go, but do you want to stay five minutes over and tell the Best Buy story? Because we got to go. Okay, good. Because at Best Buy, if you pay with $2 bills, you can show it to the manager, five other employees. The cops come. They're so dumb, like the idiot employees. They don't know a $2 bill's real, a collector's item. They arrest you. They always want to search your stuff when you come and go. And it's happened to Mike. We'll talk. But this lady, they accused her of having a stolen credit card. She just argued. It's on video. She just mildly said, "It's my card, buddy. Get out of my face." And the cop just deployed taser. And the bigger issue is the police are saying, hey, this is okay. This is okay. We got a lot of other news coming up, too, folks. Native Americans seceding, Putin going wild.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Every day there's 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, some days, new squad car videos of where somebody talks back for maybe 2, 3 seconds, or somebody's walking away to get their driver's license, or somebody even raises their voice, or somebody's on the ground not resisting saying, "Don't tase me, bro," and they tase you. Now, less lethal weapons, they call them non-lethal, I read the federal documents 10 years ago on this, are actually meant to train the public to see the image of the police shooting us. They're meant to train the police to start engaging us more. The head of the Air Force said that for us to be able to use the microwave guns for crowd control in Iraq, they had to first use it on civilians here in the U.S. And we're also guinea pigs. And it's an us-against-them mentality. But you see the reports now of people demonstrating peacefully, getting beat up, arrested, tasered. A woman just waves her hands and says, "It's my card." And a cop walks up behind her and tasers her. See, now you're not allowed to raise your voice. Or from Chicago to New York, they're saying no more video cameras, no more photos, you'll be arrested as Al-Qaeda terrorist. Mainstream news today, but they're going to have face-scanning cameras everywhere watching us. Mike, it's almost like the system is trying to act out of control. I mean, we know that they want to scare us, make us all feel like we're in a police state, but I think it's going to have the opposite effect, Mike.
Oh, absolutely, I agree. And you know what's kind of amazing is back when the Romanian Revolution happened, and it took only 2 weeks from the first breakout of protest to Ceausescu being machine-gunned on national TV, and one of the reasons given to justify support for the Romanian Revolution is that Ceausescu had TV cameras on every street corner watching his people, and that proved that it was a dictatorship. Well, now we've got the same thing here. They've got TV cameras watching us. Automated computer vision systems are tracking our license plates so they know where we go. They're listening on our cell phones and reading our email without any warrants. I mean, you know, if this isn't a surveillance state dictatorship, I don't know what is. Now, that
and by the way,
said,
by the way, notice how it went in the space of 2 years from we don't listen to anything without warrants to it's only Bin Laden's calls to it's only Al Qaeda calls to it's everyone, everybody. It goes through NSA first. Every email, every call. You're darn right. We're listening to everything you do. Shut up and watch what you say. And taking a photograph of your child's school will get you arrested, and they now are just in our face.
Yeah, it's repression. It's psychological repression, because the bottom line is, even with all their computers and all their people, they really can't read and listen and analyze every single piece of email and every phone call in the country. But it's designed to make you afraid to speak out. It's designed to make you afraid to talk to your friends about what's going on. And they used the same tactics in Nazi Germany. They convinced the German people that the Gestapo was hearing everything so that the German people would just stay quiet. And no matter what they were thinking, they wouldn't dare speak to their neighbor because who knows, it might be an informant who'd run off to the Gestapo about what was going
on. That's the 300-year-old French model of penitentiaries, the Panopticon, where it was a circular prison with like a tower that the jailers stayed in, and the people had the feeling of always being watched. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's all about scaring people into not speaking out and not talking about what's going on with their friends and neighbors. And it isn't working, because anybody who's smart enough to use a computer realizes that with 300 million Americans approaching the boiling point, the government just doesn't have enough people or computers to be really listening to everything we're saying. So they're continuing to communicate their concerns, with pretty much a feeling of impunity. And yeah, sooner or later, the government's going to start grabbing a few individuals to make examples of, because that is the repressive pattern. But
well,
you
Mike,
know, we
Mike
have,
what do you think of the fact that myself particularly, I've had Neil Bortz, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved all call for my arrest, saying I'm Tim McVeigh. No evidence, no proof. Charlie Manson, I'm dangerous. I need to be arrested. I mean, that kind of keeps you up at night, knowing that this is a White House talking point. Why do you think they're doing that?
I think it's a panic reaction. They don't know what else to do. They can't discredit you. They can't discredit the blogs. They've been trying to for ages to get back control of the discussion on the internet. They're spending billions of dollars with public relations firms trying to seed the discussions on the internet. You've got Megaphone out there. It's falling flat on its face. They don't know what to do, so all they can do is scream, arrest our enemies, arrest the enemies, and throw them in jail. It's all they can do. And in a way, it's an admission of surrender. They've run out of ideas.
Well, I hate to talk about myself, but I mean, I kind of want to get your take. It's always good to get counsel, and I respect your opinion. Do you think I'm in danger, more danger, or is this just, or when callers call in about me, they also tell the caller, you should be fired from your job. You could be arrested. You better not talk like this. I mean, they're clearly trying to create the fear, which shows what fascist pigs they are. But, I mean, to have myself now kind of be like the tagline, it kind of gets creepy, Mike.
Well, like I said, I would almost take it as a compliment, because it proves you're having an effect, you're having an influence, you're helping to steer the future course of the country in a direction they don't want it to go. And, as to whether we're going to reach a point where they're really going to start arresting radio hosts and bloggers, I can't say whether that's going to happen or not. I don't think so. Right now, my reaction to these kind of things is basically laughter. They're really making themselves look pathetic to say these kind of things.
Well, I know you've been attacked nationally as well. It's just to know that there's a concerted talking point out. I mean, I agree. They're trying to intimidate my listeners. They're trying to scare everybody. And if I've got to take one for the team, and if they do something to me, that's the way it is. I mean, I know I've already cast the die. I've already passed the point over to turn. It's just that I can't believe they're being so obvious. and really so honest about how evil they are. I mean, I wonder why Glenn Beck and all these guys just think they can... I mean, they really are scum.
Yeah, they really are. But, you know, we have a saying on a coffee cup over here that says the fastest way to end a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that's the stage we're at right now.
I agree. I hope they don't kill Ron Paul. We'll be discussing that coming up in the next hour. Mike, in closing, what do you think of the Native Americans pulling out of the U.S.?
Well, I think they have the right to do it. I mean, why should they abide by the treaties when the U.S. government has never abided by them? The U.S. is still trying to weasel its way out of all that missing Indian trust fund money. And I think the Indian nation should declare their independence. And while they're at it, they should send back all those used Army blankets.
No, the nice, friendly bio-attack weapons. You know what?
So I wish them luck. I really do.
You know what? The U.S. government was nice to the natives. And how dare you make up lies? That's another conspiracy theory from Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com. Mike,
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, no, the government's good, never did anything wrong, and that's a conspiracy if you say they're bad. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Happy holidays.
You too. Have a great Christmas. Oh, boy. Okay, speak of the devil, here's the news that I've gotten in front of me. I got a bunch of Ron Paul news I haven't gotten to, but we've already covered a lot of Ron Paul news. So let me just shift gears into some of what I've got that we haven't covered that I want to get into in the next 45 minutes. Then Daniel Usselin's going to join us. We're going to open the phones up for you to talk to him. That's why he's scheduled to come on, and also more on Ron Paul. We'll find out together if he's learned any more from his intelligence sources about the elite discussions to kill Ron Paul. Gun Owners of America summary of gun control, very important story. Up on gunowners.org. It's also on truthnews.us. You can't make this stuff up. Carlyle Group buys the Magna Carta for $21 million. It's owned by the Queen of England, the Bin Ladens, and the Bushes. Those are the majority stockholders in the private stock issuance, a private company. So I shouldn't call it stock. It's shareholders. They're with the... the company doesn't make anything. They just... They just have sweetheart deals with influence peddling, handing over defense contracts. And they have, I couldn't make this up. You've got this wicked, wicked criminal group buying the Magna Carta for $21 million. By the way, that's 21 million pounds. I guess that's 40-something million dollars. Oh, man. Heaven help us. If you don't know what the Magna Carta is, folks, you might want to learn. It's very important. Remember Tony Blair, when he first got in 97, said, big BBC article said, the Magna Carta is dead, I'm replacing it. No more juries, checkpoints, we're going to fight terror. And man, did they do it. Jolly old England turned into Big Brother on steroids. Surveillance society, new high-tech cameras are watching you. This is from Popular Mechanics, of all people, and they say how wonderful it is. And they just admit that IBM's put in a system all over the country that isn't just reading your... license plates in real time. They put them on squad cars, too. Of course, it doesn't matter. Federal and state law says they're supposed to have probable cause. When they run your plates, they just do it. Kind of like state legislatures in Texas aren't supposed to vote for other people or vote more than once. They just do it right on camera. Ha-ha! I'll vote as many times as I want! And if you don't like it, we'll send guys by with machine guns. We've got IQs about 75 points. They like to kill people. Do we need to pick the phone up? I run things. Do you understand, population? I'm the government. Shut up. Sit down and take your shots. Mercury's good for you. I mean, that's really what it's come down to. Just sit down and shut up or I'll shove a gun in your mouth. And it says the ferry arrived, the gangway went down, and 7-year-old Emma Powell rushed towards the Statue of Liberty. She climbed on the grass around the star-shaped foundation. She put on a green foam crown with 7 protruding rays. Turning so that her body was oriented just like Lady Liberty's, Emma extended her right arm skyward with an imaginary torch. I snapped a picture. Then I took my niece's hand and went off to buy some pretzels. Other people were taking pictures, too. And not just the other tourists. Liberty Island, name notwithstanding, is one of the most heavily surveilled places in America. Dozens of cameras record hundreds of hours of video daily. They go through how it scans your face. It's been put in nationwide, as I told you. They're now just telling you about it.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 20th, 2007. Gold, $7.97, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $8.21.20, $404.75 for half, $202.38 for quarter. That's $8.21.20, $404.75, and $202.38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You know, I talked about it with Mike Rivero earlier, but you notice how just a few months ago they were, don't worry, we're just not using warrants for Al-Qaeda overseas and Al-Qaeda here domestically. And then, yeah, we don't get warrants anymore for wiretaps and all crimes. Yeah, we just do whatever we want, and FBI agents who don't like it get fired. And yeah, the NSA's got all the keys, the computer keys. All your email goes through them first. They actually own most of the email serving companies. It's not enough for them to have the pipeline control. And, yeah, they got big offices and all the telephone. Yeah, we're listening to everything you do. Yeah, we're scanning your face. Yeah, if your child brings a plastic steak knife to school to cut up their meat, we're going to arrest them. Yeah, we're going to try to inject you full of all these drugs. And I'll tell the cops and people that work for this system, they try to shoot your kids up with this. I bet we got FBI agents listening right now who had an 18-month-old child, and I bet you took them for a third round of shots, and I bet they had a big old seizure on you, didn't they? And I bet they sit in the corner right now biting themselves. I bet they're in, I bet that poor child's had their life ruined by your loving filth government, by the scum of hell that literally runs this country, heaven help us. We have to admit to ourselves how evil this system is if we're going to turn anything around. And every time I turn something over, every time I turn over a new rock, it's IBM underneath it slithering around. They're behind all these face scanning systems, these control systems. Here's another story. The end of the light bulb as we know it, they've just passed a law that in the next couple of years they're going to ban all fluorescent light bulbs. That nice yellow, that nice soft white you like, doesn't matter, they've got extended life and last 2 years. By the way, they're not toxic, and that can't be allowed. You got to have the white light or the green-colored light, which they admit is made out of mercury and very poisonous and very bad for the earth. It doesn't matter. It's about training you about what you can build, what you can design, everything being regulated. And it sounds reasonable, and then it moves on from there. Okay. The incandescent light bulb, one of the most venerable institutions, inventions of its era, but deemed too inefficient for our own, will be phased out of the U.S. marketing beginning 2012 under the new energy law just approved by Congress. Although this will reduce electricity costs and minimize new bulb purchases in every household in America, you may have the feeling of being in the dark about the loss of your old, relatively reliable source of light. Here's a primer on the light bulb phase-out and how and what that will mean to you. By the way, it'll be really bad for the earth, but that doesn't matter. It's also harder to make these. It'll cut down on the amount of companies that can make them, jack up prices. Kind of like when the patent was up on Freon air conditioners. They just banned them to make you adopt their new patent. Oh, there's no rape you won't take. You'll get a lot more before they're done, don't worry. This is just the beginning. DHS finalizing spy satellite program to watch Americans without congressional oversight. Let's just stop right there. About 9 years ago, I saw mainline government reports, not in the news, but in government reports, about how they were already using spy satellites to look for marijuana fields. How they were already using them to watch farmers and ranchers. They've been doing it in Europe, Australia, the U.S. for at least a decade. I learned about it 6, 7, 8 years ago. I forget now. But notice, that's what NORTHCOM's all about. This entire army of military systems is just being turned against us. It happened in Rome. The military just says, why don't we just take over? And the financial interests that control them, and they are. And you look at who's taking over from A&M to Texas, right here in Austin, UT. They're now run by former NSA heads and former CIA heads. And they tell them, yeah, there's no scholarships. And, you know, we're cutting the scholarships in mathematics or semiconductor or in botany, but we're increasing them. We got thousands of new ones a year for homeland security and data mining and spying. So, see, that's how they institutionalize what they do. You're going to have, already do, millions of people that have been hatched out of these universities the last 4 or 5 years who've got degrees in the new science of jackbootism. And they love it. They love the power. They love the money. And they're going to enjoy running our lives. They're going to enjoy taking your businesses, taking your wife when they want them. This is what it's all about, to be slaves. You want to have a commissar telling you what to eat, how to sleep, where to work, what to do? You wanted to be slaves? You're going to get to be. You wanted to be a punk? You're going to get to be a punk.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ken, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys, I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Every bond you break. And every word you say. You watch us. We watch right back. All right, we're halfway into this transmission, and I know we've got Adam, Kevin, Richard, Dan, Tony, many others, Daniel Estelin on this 21st day of December 2007 will be joining us. We accelerate towards that crossroads with him joining us in the next 26 minutes. I feel a lot better today. I've been kind of out of it the last 3 days. With an amazing head cold and earaches. And normally I would feel like hammered horse pucky right now, but this, as bad as I feel, this feels like seven heaven compared to yesterday and the day before that. I'm just letting you know that because occasionally I still kind of hack and wheeze here on air. And it's incandescents that are being banned, not fluorescents. They're making you go to fluorescent. Ugh. With all of its toxicity. dim green light everywhere. Gone is the beautiful yellow glow. Government says so, and we say, yes, a boss. When they say jump, we say, how high, boss man? Oh, man. All right, let me get to some more of this news, then we'll go to your phone calls. First off, we do happen to have Club Bilderberg with hundreds of photos, documents, very quick, easy read, but it's a thick, thick book, but it's a very easy read. It's the kind of book I like. You know, jam-packed pages, documents, diagrams, but photos every other page. More than that, I mean, it's unbelievable. We happen to have it. It's still sold out everywhere else. The printer did one more little measly printing, and I happened to be paranoid about it because we'd already sold out so quick, and I was back-ordered a few weeks ago that I ordered a lot. And guess what? We're down to just a couple hundred of them. But if you can order it, we've got it. We're watching it like a hawk. When it sells out, we're going to pull it. And we got 200 of these bad boys left right now. The Bilderberg Group, the true story of the Bilderberg Group. And you can also get it discounted for $19.95. It's normally $24.95 in stores, if you're lucky enough to find it. And you can also get $5 off in-game when you get Club Bilderberg, the true story of the Bilderberg Group, at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then, of course, there's also PrisonPlanet.tv. And just for the month of December, we are offering 5 months free. When you sign up for a year, you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free. Or just get a trial monthly membership for $5.95 at InfoWars.com and download in-game in super high quality or stream download it. Burn it to disc, burn it to DVD. It is an armory in the InfoWar. Please use the weapon system. We are hurting the globalists bad. They are counter-striking. They are calling for my arrest and violence against me all over radio. It's got the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, but I'm not going to pay attention to that. I'm just going to keep firing my weapon in the InfoWar at the enemy structure. I'm right up against it at point-blank range, as they say. So there's no missing. All I got to do is pull the trigger. We've got the info. We've got the truth. And I suggest that you take to the air on the InfoWar and bomb the enemy back into the Stone Age. They're attacking us through the air, the water, the food, the vaccines, the culture, the brainwashing. We're all under attack. All of us are in this together. You can even work for the New World Order, and you think you're with them against us. 99% of the servants of the New World Order are really in the same boat as us. They just don't know it. Wait till they figure it out, though. It'll be too late for most of them. I laugh because this is really sick. Sometimes I just get really, it's so sick, it's so disgusting, I just start cackling because there's a sick side of me that's just, if I'm not laughing, I'd be crying. In fact, I just actually had tears going to my eyes just then. That's actually a sick form of sorrow. Oh, God, they hurt so many people. They've done so much bad. You know, I was on San Antonio talk station. I think his name's Chris Duell. I grew up listening to him and his father co-host a show together, but now they're, I think, on two different talk stations. I don't remember. KTSA. There's another guy on there who's real nice. He's a fan, so he has me on all the time. But the Duell, I think it's the Duell brothers. I forget. I'm kind of out of it with this cold. But I was in this church outside courtyard. Hold on a moment. I'm having a painful moment here. Hey, John, what audio clips you got? I need to take a little bit of a break. Yeah, play that first Ten Amendment. But well, what else you got there? Yeah, play the short Matrix one. Okay, go ahead.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Back live here. An extended cough button moment there. Anyways, I'm on this radio show, and I'm laying out the facts of 9/11, how the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases, admitted how our government's done this in the past, how they had the motive about the drills. And there were two talk show hosts on at the time, and one of them said, well, Alex, you know, I think you believe what you're saying. I mean, he was being real. You could tell by the tone of his voice and you know, the spirit of it came across. It wasn't just total fakeness like most of those talk show hosts. And he said, but you're going to have to answer to God someday for what you're saying, whether it's true or not. You know, for good or for bad, you just better, you know, hope that you're right. Because you're making some pretty amazing statements and claims here. And I said, absolutely, I know that. And I can stand before my Creator knowing that I told the truth. And really, he just put into a statement what I feel every day when I go to bed at night, no matter how tired I am, is that people who attack me, people who say I'm making stuff up, people who, A, they haven't checked out what I'm saying, or they've gone and looked at straw man arguments that have been built where people claim I said something I didn't, and then they dissect that. I mean, do you think it's fun to know that the government is a bunch of murdering killers who could kill me at any time? Do you think it's fun to know that our society's run by real live monsters? Do you think it's fun to know this stuff's happening? Do you think it's fun to have a lot of people hate me? Or it's fun to go on radio shows and say that the government carried out 9/11 and have people say, well, you better hope you're right. You better hope you're not wrong, mister. Because he was saying, yeah, I hear you, yeah, there's some evidence that shows this, but you just better hope you're right, buddy, because this is a big thing to be saying. This is big medicine, as the old Indian would say. I know it's big medicine. I don't feel worthy to even bring you this information half the time. And I do hard research every morning, every night. I couldn't sleep last night because it felt like somebody was sticking an ice pick in my ear, so I guess from about 9 at night till about 4 in the morning, I did research. There's no way to even come on air and then regurgitate all that information on you, at you. Most of the time, I just get up here and then grasp all the data I've got, and I'm just absolutely dumbfounded by what they're doing. I am stunned. I mean, I keep using this analogy every day because there's thousands I could use, but it takes will to take a 2-year-old baby, 3-year-old baby, was their average age, and to take them and put them in a chamber and send high radiation through them until they die. Or to give them a lower dose and watch them die over 2 weeks or a month. I mean, it takes will to go fry a little baby and then watch them bleed out and watch their fast-growing cells die and their intestines melt in them and their teeth all fall out. And blisters all over their faces. It takes a lot of will to do that. And I want you to know that's the type of demon creatures that are just an inch away from you and your family. As soon as they get their world government, as soon as they get their police state in the name of fighting the made-up Islamo-fascists they created, The minute they can have their way with us, they are. And I just want to kick their hind ends. I don't want to let them have their way. I'm tired of them laughing at you, calling you stupid, calling me stupid, getting away with all the things they do. I mean, the United Nations, everywhere they go, run giant kidnapping rings, giant killing operations. In Rwanda, it's now come out mainstream news, but for years it wasn't known. Remember Rwanda? UN says 840-something thousand died. It's more like 1.3 million. The UN went in, took the Tutsis, who happened to own most of the land. They were the Christian minority. They took them into refugee camps, said they had to leave the country. Then they sent the Hutus in to kill them. And if the kids got out, the UN would be there with guns mowing them down. They also supplied the machetes to them. The UN was running that. It wasn't the UN didn't do enough to stop it. They ran the thing. Then they'd take whatever black kids they wanted and go have their way with them. That's where real pedophiles go. They go join the UN force. I mean, that's who we're talking about. That's who we're dealing with. And the minute they think they can get away with that with you, I don't care if you live in a $10 million house and drive a $120,000 Mercedes and got a $100,000 Corvette in the garage, and your wife looks like, you know, was penthouse pet of the month, and you think you've got it all figured out, and you got a big jet boat on a lake, and you're real cool, and you've got a nose job. Let me tell you something. The New World Order will chew you up and spit you out. You are nothing to them, boy. None of us are. These people are cold-blooded. But they got hot-blooded killers that like to kill. Let me tell you the news I've got. Let me just go through some of this. We're going to get to your calls. It might be with Estelin. Who knows? Might be before. Department of Homeland Security is now announcing that spy satellites are going to be watching us all in real time. That's already been going on forever, folks. They're just now telling you about it. Doesn't mean it's any better. It means it's worse. Remember all the news articles calling me a crazy man saying that 10 years ago? Because I could read congressional reports? Here's another one. The Register. U.S. wireless wiretapping predates 9/11. See, first they claim, oh, it's just for 9/11. Oh, well, first they claim the NSA didn't exist. Remember that? Kind of like the NAU doesn't. I mean, you got to laugh. When I think about how ridiculous it is, how they lie to us. Yeah, Mercury's good for you too, right? Turn off the tax bill of rights. Corporate media ignores the story. Kurt Nemo did a great article on this. By the way, I got writers and webmasters pouring their hearts out. Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo. They deserve to have their articles spread around. Don't count on others to do it, folks. Help us get these out to people. They need to know that spy satellites are spying on us. The National Applications Office. What a nice name for the NSA watching us with NORTHCOM. Look at this story. Another one by Kurt Nemo. And he just links to mainstream news. Chicago tourist and photographers now considered Al-Qaeda. And Chicago tourist consulting maps. Remember 3 years ago they announced if somebody's got a map in their car, a map, and they said in a world almanac or a cell phone, they're a terrorist. Go ahead and take them in. So they make it as broad as possible, and then these cops that follow things by the book, you know, they never got demerits in the military. They just, all right, he's got a map in his car. Get out, I got one, holy mackerel. See, because they got to make the terror definition as wide as possible, and then there's never any terrorists. They say, oh, and we fight crime. Oh, there's no more warrants to fight Al-Qaeda and all crime. In Chicago, tourist consulting maps and those with cameras are now to be considered to be with Al-Qaeda. Chicago's Bureau of Strategic Deployment, the whole thing's run by the known mob boss, has issued an awareness bulletin advising snitches to turn in people using binoculars, cameras, and maps to the Deployment Operations Center, apparently part of a parcel of Ministry of Homeland Security. See something, say something, call 911, posters demand of the citizenry. They got the same things in England, the pictures of big eyes, all-seeing eyes watching you. and they've got the truck drivers, you know, 400-something foul. First it was look for terrorists 2 years ago, and then I told you that then they switched and said, well, now look for crime. And sure enough, look for drunk drivers. Oh, that sounds reasonable. And the next it's, do you see a parent spank their car in the spank their child in the car? Write down the plate, send in CPS. I was listening to local radio this morning, and it was like, CPS needs to take all the children. Just went on and on. As well, if you are in the wrong place at the wrong time, workplaces, business establishments, or key facilities, you'll be considered a homegrown terrorist. We caught the cops again in New Orleans. People didn't want to get their houses bulldozed. Cops wanted to shut down their demonstration. They sent in cop provocateurs, caught on video again. There's crime everywhere, having their way with us. Street photography now illegal in the United Kingdom. We'll tell you about that. Putin wants to help Native Americans take over the U.S.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We've got this massive snitch society, everybody tattling on each other. Our local talk show host, who I guarantee you were out drinking when they were teenagers, talking about it's even bad if seniors go out to a ranch and so they don't drink and drive and drink. They need to all be arrested, and the parents need to be arrested, and they need to be, and if the people have small children, then they need to have them taken away. But CPS is five times more likely to abuse kids, and they're going to put the kids on hardcore drugs. I mean, it's this institutionalization of society, and you think, oh, Hillary's coming. She'll give us health care. My health care will be free. Nothing's free. They're going to make you go through procedures. They're going to make you take shots. And I heard this on the radio 2 days ago. I forgot to Google it, but they're doing it right now. Hillary now is proposing, and I heard it on national news. It wasn't just a talk show host. Mandatory pre-K. See, first it's you got to come when you're five. Now it's you got to come when you're one. And you got to have the mercury because it's good. Now, 2 years ago, I was in England filming Terror Storm. And I'd be politely just shooting video of a fruit stand. Wouldn't matter. And cops would walk over and go, you're not allowed to tape. And I'd say, what's the law? And they'd just say, I said so. And it's everybody over there now. If you even stop and start talking to somebody, they come over now. It's all about dominating and ruling over everyone. Kurt Nimmo wrote this story, street photography now illegal in the United Kingdom. In merry old England, it is now illegal to take photographs. If you do so in public, the cops will consider you an active member of Al-Qaeda. And they have the stop and search record. I was given one of these. We actually have one of these. And yeah, I was put in the terror database. And they say there's now a million people in the terror database in the U.S., and it grows by a couple hundred thousand a year. Again, there's no real terrorists, but they're going to go around with these numbers. We got 10 million terrorists in America. Yeah. This lady was once seen birdwatching, but the border's wide open, and we accept the illegal aliens' fake IDs. But it's for your safety. The police have seized films from an amateur photographer accusing him of obtaining photographs of possibly sensitive material in Hull City Center. Reports amateur photographer photojournalist Steve Carroll said the officers objected to him photographing sensitive buildings. One later added that people had been anxious about the use of his camera.
Officer, we're at the shopping mall. Someone has a camera. Save me.
It's like gun control supporters. They love it when cops in black ski masks and Darth Vader outfits walk by. They feel real safe, but they see a citizen. It happens all the time. They're always shutting down different roads in Austin, different sectors, and it's always comes out in the news later. Some guy will walk out with his deer rifle, stick it in his truck, and neighbors see it, and they'll call him. SWAT teams will come and lock down the whole apartment complex, and they'll creep up to his door, and he'll come out and say, what's going on? And they'll say, get down on the ground, and then it's, oh, he got his deer rifle out of his truck. And everybody's like, oh, gosh, it was deadly. He had a weapon. And it's the same thing with face scanning cameras. Millions, 4 million of them in London. Cameras that now shout orders at you. Checkpoints everywhere. Hover drones flying around. Secret police everywhere. Foreigners everywhere. Crawling all over everyone. Doing whatever they want. If citizens fight back, they're arrested. They have secret police that sit in restaurants to see if citizens make even slight slangs under their breath about foreigners. Oh, yeah, England has thousands of officers that just listen for unsocial private discussions. You've got to love it. Because, see, you're the mainline cattle. You're there to be sucked off of. You're the ones that put up to this parasite class. There it is. Hillary Clinton wants pre-kindergarten program for four-year-olds, and she wants it mandatory. That's right. Enemy of the Republic. I got so much more, it'll make your head spin. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.